We come walk down the street, we get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we're monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go where we want to, do what we like to do.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And I was a big Monkey fan, Davy Jones.
They used to dress up.
Well, let's
in
see.
Outfits and stuff.
Yeah, they had outfits. I don't
so
know.
So some monkeys can
outfits.
Get dressed up.
Yeah, they definitely could.
Yeah.
You know, they were first really got together. They I don't think they even knew each other for the TV series, and they turned into a band from that.
Yeah,
that's sort of interesting, right?
Yeah, of course. Monkeys bringing us into this segment with Monkeys. Hey, hey, we're the Monkeys. Breakthrough Entertainment Zootopia show. All of today's songs. Did I say songs? I think I did.
That's
yeah.
what Donald Trump said. Something like
yeah,
that. Songs.
It's difficult. Sorry. All of today's songs. All of today's shows songs.
Show. Songs.
Are animal themed in honor of the release of Zootopia. And right now we're going to take a little virtual visit. Let's go to
Oh, you should have told me. I would have had that ready for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'd like to do my mouth special
yourself.
Effects.
Yourself. Mouth yourself.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a virtual visit over to the Wildlife World Zoo and Aquarium and Safari Park.
Oh.
Hi, Christy Morcom. Thank you for so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here and tell you all about it.
Yes, and you know, and I said earlier in the show, the last time I was out there, it was many years ago. I was just a little lad. I think it was right after you guys opened. And, you know, I'm long overdue for a visit because there's so many new and exciting things, aren't there?
There are. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's been that long since you've been out here. Everyone who's come out and it's been that long since they've been here cannot believe what the zoo has grown into.
Yeah. And, you know, I did drive past there not too long ago. And it's so weird because I had two things. One, it was like nostalgia from all those years ago when I went on the school field trip. But also, the outside, it looks like Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, doesn't it? I mean, kind of.
It does. Yeah, all the big, beautiful trees. I mean, the owner of the zoo does a great job with planting the trees and getting them big and pretty. So when you're out at the zoo, you really feel like you're kind of in a jungle
yeah.
with all the shade trees. And
even the wall, beautiful. Too. The wall is...
Absolutely. We definitely need to get you out here because
oh, yes.
you're going to be blown away when you come out and see all that we've done. I don't even know where to start, but we have the largest exotic animal collection in Arizona. We have an aquarium, which is four different buildings that has over 80 aquatic exhibits.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. We have tons of rides. We have over 10 rides now with the opening of Adventureland. It just opened a couple weeks ago. And back there alone, we have a family roller coaster. We have a scooter ride. We have a vertigo swing that takes you up 100 feet in the air and spins you around. And we also have a zip line. And the views that you see of the West Valley when you're up there are unbelievable.
Oh, I could just imagine that zip line, how beautiful that would be. And, you know, just thrilling and beautiful at the same time, no?
Absolutely. And then we also have our rides that have been here at Wildlife World for a while. We have our log flume ride. And that ride is so neat because it actually takes you through a South Pacific reef. It takes you through the aquarium. And you get to go by islands with monkeys on them. And we have our sky ride, which is kind of like a ski lift. And it'll mm-hmm. take you across the zoo. It's a nice, calm 18-minute ride where you can really see the animals from a different perspective and enjoy yourself. And then we have a safari train, which takes you through the plains of Africa. We have a safari tram, which takes you through Safari Park. You actually get into the exhibits. You go through next to a little waterfall. You see lots of different animals in there, ostrich and different types of cattle and hoofstock and monkeys.
Wow.
Now, it's unbelievable.
Now, with the sky ride, I can imagine everyone, I mean, because just being that point of view of all the different animals, I imagine people are bringing out their phones and taking pictures and everything. Anyone ever drop any devices?
Yes, it happens all the time. The most common thing to get dropped are people's shoes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people go up there with flip-flops on, drop them into the exhibit. Some of the exhibits, we can retrieve their things for them. Mm-hmm. Some of the exhibits, we can't until the zoo's closed after hours, and we can go in there safely. So some people are out of luck.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, remind us where the zoo is located.
So we're right off the 303 in Northern, right? At about 165th Avenue, so we're really far on the west side. But the great thing is now it's really easy for people to get here because you can hop on the 10 and take the 303, and the 303 literally runs right along the zoo.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. If anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with Christy Morcom from the Wildlife World Zoo and Aquarium and Safari Park, and you've got Adventureland out there and everything like you've been telling us. And of course, we have you on in honor of Zootopia, the movie. Have you seen it yet, or are you going to be seeing it?
I am definitely going to be seeing it. I have a 3-year-old daughter who's really excited. She cannot wait. So probably next week, and we'll make it down there. But it looks so cute. I keep seeing the preview with the sloth at the DMV. Yes. And oh my gosh, I happen to love sloths. So
do you have sloths out there?
We do. We do have sloths. We have a small mammals building with lots of different small animals in there. We have a baby animal nursery, which has baby lions in it right now.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so it's really cool because we have full panel acrylic where you can see the caregivers working with the baby lions and the other babies that we have in there. We have lots of buildings, which is really nice, and it's especially helpful in the summertime when you're out here. So you can come out early, walk around the zoo, and then when it starts to get hot, then you can hit all the buildings, which are nice and air-conditioned.
So is this an all-day event? It sounds like it's rather large and a lot of things to do.
Yes, it is definitely an all-day event. And even if you're here all day, a lot of times that's still not enough time to see everything. We've expanded and done so much now that we have the rides, over 10 rides. We have Safari Park, which opened a couple years ago, and it's amazing. It's a beautiful addition to the zoo. We have Dragon World. We have our baby animal nursery, our full aquarium. We have a great area for the kids with a playground and a petting zoo. And we also have sea lions. They're the only marine mammals in the state. And we do sea lion shows at Shipwreck Cove, which are phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
This sounds really, really good. So it's sort of a cross between what, Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and SeaWorld?
Yeah, kind of. It kind of is, yeah, with the rides, the animals, the aquarium. It is kind of a cross between all of them, and it's right here in Arizona. It's perfect, and the weather right now could not be any better to come out to the zoo.
No doubt about it. And who is this owned by, like, the state of Arizona, a nonprofit, or is it a for-profit?
No, so it's actually a privately owned zoo. It's owned by Mickey Olson. Mm. He built it back in 1984, and he still owns it. He's here every single day. Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yes. So if you're here, you'll probably see him cruising around on the golf cart, filling up giraffe feeders,
now those
watering trees.
Those who like to, after enjoying or in between enjoying all the great things you have, and then they want, it's time for lunch or something, you have some places there that are good venues for lunch?
Absolutely. So we have Dylan's Barbecue. There's some other Dylan's
in
the valley.
Dylan's? Now you got my attention.
Oh,
big
wow.
time.
Yeah.
I love Dylan's. Really? They're right there, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're in our aquarium. So you actually dine next to a 60-gallon shark tank when you're
that
in Dylan's.
That is really cool.
Tables right up against the shark tank. Or you can go out on the bar or on the patio where the bar is, and you can hang out with the flamingos. They're right there.
Oh, my gosh. Not the flamingos in Las Vegas, of course, but... But that would be an added attraction, of course. But brontosaurus ribs. I'm doing a little plug for Dylan's. I love the brontosaurus ribs. Have you ever had the brontosaurus ribs?
I haven't. I usually get the burnt ends, but anything.
Oh, those
I get
are good
Dylan's,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And we have some other cafes actually in the zoo. So depending on what you're feeling like, we have a Safari Grill, which is back in Safari Land. We just opened a Zooberto's Mexican Cafe, actually in Adventureland. So whatever you feel like, whether it's Mexican food or just barbecue, or you just want to get something quick, we have our Skyride Cafe or our Congo Cooker. So we kind of wherever, because the zoo's huge. So if you get hungry and you're back in Adventureland, you might not want to walk clear across the zoo
right.
to get to Dylan.
Oh, that is awesome. Oh, how late are you open, by the way?
So the zoo stays open till 6 o'clock at night, and the aquarium actually stays open till 9 at night.
Oh, so that means Dylan's are, so you could see it through Dylan's till 9, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, and both the zoo and aquarium open at 9 in the morning.
Excellent.
Oh,
excellent.
That's good.
Yeah. And you know, you said Zoobertos, and I laughed because I'm thinking, you know, Zootopia has all the different puns. I was talking about Mousies instead of Macy's and stuff earlier. So
how funny.
That's got to be fun. And of course, do you have like season passes available?
Yes, there are season passes that you can get. And you can even, for people who haven't been out here, you can come, pay for admission, just hang on to your receipt, because if you decide you want a season pass, you can turn that in at the gift shop and pay the difference for the season pass. And we're open every single day of the year. A lot of people aren't aware that we're open on holidays. We're open rain or shine, 365 days a year.
Wow.
Oh, my. That's incredible. Really? So
yep.
On holidays, it's a great place to take your family, like on Christmas or... You know,
absolutely.
Easter,
yeah. And... holidays are perfect because you have the family together. You're looking for something fun to do, and a lot of places aren't open, but we are. We're always open on the holidays. With Easter coming up, we're actually going to be doing some Easter egg hunts, mm-hmm. and they're a lot of fun. We do them every year. The keepers hide all the Easter eggs in the petting zoo area where the playground is, and we have kids just lined up, and we have a tape up so they can't cross the barrier. The owner will drop the tape. The kids go nuts. They run into the area, collect all the eggs. The eggs are full of little toys and candies. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
Now, do you have a favorite animal out there at the Wildlife World Zoo, Christy?
I do. I love the warthogs. It's a very random animal, but mm-hmm. the warthogs are so sweet. They're kind of like big, warty dogs.
Wow.
They're precious. They're so cute. I have a great relationship with them. I like to go in and pat them, play with them, bring them enrichment. They're really smart animals. Anyone who owns a pig knows that pigs are very smart, and warthogs are the same.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the only, I know they're not pigs technically, but the javelina, I really don't like those.
Aren't they dangerous? Sort of? Javelina?
I mean, you definitely don't want to interact with any of the wildlife here in Arizona. Your best bet, most of the animals are scared of humans and will, you know, if they see a human, they'll run in the other way. But you don't want to feed the native wildlife or try and attract them. That can confuse them, and you don't want anything to happen.
I get javelina in my front yard all the time.
You do?
Yeah, and I can walk right past them. There was like one night there was like 20 of them in my driveway, and I just walked right through them. They didn't bother.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, a lot of the wildlife, you know how grown Phoenix has gotten, and they are desensitized to people. So a lot of the wildlife aren't as scared as they used to be. But if you leave them alone, general rule of thumb, they'll typically leave you alone.
I have a neighbor I wouldn't walk past.
And, of course, you also have, speaking of javelina and whatnot, you have an area there that is devoted to this Southwest wildlife, right?
So Adventureland is actually an area that features all the Americas. It features North America, South America, Central America. We do have javelina in there. We have bears. We have bison. We have miniature donkeys, which are another random animal. Again, one of my favorite animals in the area. But we have lots of different foxes. It's a great area. We have tapir in there. And that's where the four new rides are. And you can get up on the zip line and you can see lots of the animals. Or the roller coaster actually is in with the alpaca, which is fun. We really try and incorporate the rides in with the animals. So when visitors are on the rides, they can still experience the animals. And the zoo's very hands-on. We have lots of interactive things you can do with the family when you're out here. We have the giraffe feeding station. You can feed our stingrays. We have a lori parrot feeding, which is actually the first lori parrot feeding in the nation. And when you come out, it's free. It's included with admission. The kids, the adults, they can grab apples. We have a keeper out front who hands the apples out to everyone. You go in with the loris, and the lori parrots are just all over you. They're all over your hair. They're on your hands eating the apples. It's a blast, and kids love it.
Well, and you know, you're going to get a lot of people out there after this weekend. People are going to bring their kids to see Zootopia. Adults are going to go see Zootopia and love the themes. And they're just going to be more interested in these animals. And you just said you have foxes out there. So you've heard it here first. Jason Bateman is out there at the Wildlife World Zoo and Aquarium and Safari Park, right?
Yes.
So people are going to just, you know, just love it, and you guys are going to be bombarded. So everyone go out to the Wildlife World Zoo and Aquarium and Safari Park. Give us the website where people can find us, find more information.
It's wildlifeworld.com, or you can call 623-935-WILD if you have any questions.
Perfect phone number right there. You gotta respect anyone who managed to get the wild, you know, phone number.
Right.
All right. Well, Christy Morcom, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment's Zootopia show. Thanks for telling us a little bit about the zoo out there, and you know, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I hope that you enjoy the movie next weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me on.
Take care.
Wow, that sounds good. I think Greg was out there last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he was. And I don't think I've really heard of this place before.
Oh, I heard about it, and I really, I'm saying, you know, I would love to go out there more often. I'm just very busy, and I'll have to make a trip out there very soon. But I really did pass it not too long ago, and the trees and the wall. I had a flash like I was driving past Jurassic World. It is very impressive just out front.
Really?
As well. Yeah, I mean it
looks. Where is it off the 10?
It's off the 303. You can get to it from the 10 as well, but then, you know, then you go along the 303.
So 303 near like Bell or further
It's a little
south?
Further south.
Yeah, okay. Further south. Oh, yeah. Then that's yeah. Really that far.
No, it's not. It really isn't very far. I mean, it's very easy to get to, especially like you said now with a 303 running and everything. And so it really is an amazing place. When I went in the, I don't know, it had to be the early 90s or something like that.
Oh. It maybe, must have changed a lot since
it,
then.
It had. And
back
it was
when you were a little boy.
I know. And it was amazing back then, so I can only imagine what it is now. I'll have to make it out there very soon. And again, just driving past it was like calling me. It was like, okay, the real life Jurassic World, the closest that we're probably going to get to it, Jurassic World. Right there, it's in our own backyard. Everyone check out the Wildlife World Zoo and Aquarium and Safari Park.
Mm.
So thanks again to Christy. And we didn't ask her if she had any wolves.
No,
they have,
I don't think
they have to have wolves.
Probably.
Though. You know, because right now I'm hungry like the wolf.
You are?
Yeah.
Really? Like?
I want some brontosaurus ribs because you were talking about that.
Boy, that is impressive. They got Dylan's.
There. Yeah,
that's.
Yeah.
Have you been there? It's actually a really good restaurant.
I have, but not to that one. But yeah, Dylan's is a great restaurant.
Wow, that is so cool to have action like that.
I know.
Just you can watch football, and the kids can see
look
the
at the sharks and everything. Exactly, Duran.
I wonder if when they do the Easter egg hunt, they hide eggs in like the animal pens.
Now that would probably be your version of the Easter egg hunt. That would be like Eric. Like,
no, that'd be the little kid hunt.
Yes.
Where did that little kid go? The praying mantis.
Nope. If Eric's hiding eggs, nobody better try to find them, because that's just a recipe for trouble right there. But Duran bringing us into our break. Hungry Like the Wolf, all of today's songs. See, I almost said it's songs again.
All of today's, something with songs.
All of today's show's songs are about animals.
Animals and Eric's. What's a song?
I don't know.
You know,
Shaun the Sheep.
Oh,
Shaun,
yeah, that.
Shaun?
Oh, Cheech and Chong.
We talked about Tommy Chong.
Oh, yeah, Chong. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.